Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Praise God, that is our battle cry. Every time we face the realities of life with all its problems, with all its, you know, drawbacks and everything, we always put that to mind, Christ is risen. In other words, if the Lord is risen, every promise He made to us, He will fulfill. Amen? Sa Diyos, walang pangakong napapako. Okay? That is our hope. I was thinking of a theme for the season of Easter. A theme is something that we can focus our mind to. Maraming bagay sa Bible na mabuti, maraming bagay sa Bible na very powerful that could really help us in our life. But the problem with us sometimes, wala tayong focus. Okay? And so ginagawa ko, naghahanap ako ng themes that we can use for every season so that our minds can be focused on one particular thing. And I believe yung theme natin for this Easter, I got it from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. It's in chapter 2, verse 20. Itong sinasabi dito, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. I have been crucified with Christ. Many of us struggle with the resurrection life. Nagsastruggle na tayo, hindi pa rin natin nakikita na tayo'y bumangon na kasama ni Kristo. We rise from sin. It is sin that holds our life down, yung kasalanan. Kasalanan ng ibang tao, kasalanan natin, yan ang pumipigil sa buhay natin na hindi tayo umuusad. We are not moving upward and becoming the person that God wants us to be. We are not experiencing the victory, the success that God promised to us. Why? Because we stay down in sin. And the reason for that, hindi natin nakikita ang sarili natin na umangat na, bumangon na kasama ni Kristo. That's why Paul keeps this thought in the mind of the church that I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ in me. What is he trying to say? We have risen with the Lord already. The life that you have now is the life of Jesus. Amen? Whatever circumstance you may face in life, you will rise above those things. Amen? Pero hindi natin naiintindihan. We really cannot grasp the resurrection of Jesus. We cannot understand the power behind the resurrection. We cannot identify ourselves with the power of His resurrection. Why? Because we have never realized our crucifixion in Christ. Kasi sinasabi ko, there is no resurrection if there is no crucifixion. If we do not die in Christ, we will not rise up with Him. That's why to rise up, okay? To rise up is to rise up from the old life of defeat, from the old life of sin. We rise to newness of life, where there is forgiveness, where there is joy, where there is peace, where there is hope for us. Kahit anong hinaharap natin, meron tayong pag-asa. Every problem that we will face in life will always have a solution dahil sa ginawa ni Lord. Amen? Kaya walang reason na malungkot tayo. Walang reason that we will despair in life because of this. But we have to see the reality of our resurrection. Yung resurrection ni Jesus, hindi lang yan sabi-sabi. Hindi lang yan kinakanta-kanta natin. The resurrection of Christ is reality. It's real. It's true in our lives. But we have to understand. We have to see it.
Amen? For us to experience it, we have to see it. Yan ang sinasabi ni St. Paul dito. And how do we do that? Well, we have to realize that we have been crucified with Christ. And dying with Jesus, we rise up to the newness of life. Crucifixion. Kaya itong Good Friday, if you were here during Holy Week, sinabi ko sa church, mag-attend tayo sa church. Holy Week. You know, yung may mga planong magbakasyon, may mga planong umalis muna. Sabi ko, well, let's stay in the church. Let's look at the story of the Passion of our Lord. Kaya nung Good Friday, pinasok natin yung crucifix because I want the image of Christ dying for us become real in our mind. Okay? Hindi ko sinasabing i-worship natin yung image. The images that we see around us, the images that we put around us, these are not objects of worship. The altar that I kiss every Sunday, I do not worship the wood of that altar. In my heart, I worship the Jesus who offered himself in that altar. I worship him. Amen? That image of the altar reminds me of Jesus. That image of the cross over there reminds me of Jesus dying for me on the cross. The images we have will simply remind us of the reality that we have in Christ. Sino sa inyo nanonood ng mga sine? Okay? Anong pinapanood nyo sa sine? Images. Pag nanood ka ng Korean novela, malulungkot ka rin. Because you are looking at images of sorrow and sadness. Amen? Kung manunood ka ng mga Filipino films, you know, alam mo yung Filipino na mga movies, walang sad ending. Palaging masayang ending ng mga movie ng Filipinos. If you watch Filipino films, you will have images of happiness. You will have images of family. Are we worshiping those images? No. We let them through our mind because they can influence the way we live. Kaya mag-ingat rin sa mga images na tinitingnan mo. Last Friday, I brought in the crucifix. The crucifix is a cross with an image of Christ crucified there. It was not an object of worship. It is not something that we will worship. It is an image that will remind us of our reality. That Jesus died on the cross for us. And we have been crucified with Him. Amen? We have been crucified with Christ. That crucifixion we see on the cross, that's us with Jesus. Jesus identified with us, human beings. Yung sakit, yung hirap, yung pagdadaanan natin dahil sa kasalanan natin, He also went through that because He identified with us. That's why sinasabi ni St. Paul, if you identify with Christ in His death, if you identify with Jesus in His crucifixion, then you will understand what the resurrection is. Maintindihan natin. Kaya yung iba, hirap na hirap talagang intindihin yung resurrection kasi ayaw intindihin yung crucifixion. You know? May nag-text nga sa akin, sabi niya, Father John, humahalik ka na pala ngayon sa idol. I don't kiss an idol. Idolatry is in the heart. I do not worship any idol in my heart. I only worship the true and living God. And everything that I worship in my heart is about God. And the images I look at around me are images that reminds me of God. I look at this candle. Anong naiisip ko? Brown out? Hindi. Every time I look at this candle, it reminds me of Christ, the light of the world. And because He is the light of the world, I share in that light. I am also one of those who lights up the world. Amen? Everything I see around me are images that points me back to God because I worship God in my heart. Amen? Do you understand what I'm saying? And so, sabi niya dito sa theme natin, and we will be talking about this all throughout Easter. Sabi niya, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, the life that I have now, the life that you have now in this world, sabi niya, I live by faith in the Son of God. Amen? If you understand that you have been crucified with Jesus and you died with Jesus already, the life that you have now, this is all for Jesus now. Amen? Para na sa Kanya to lahat. And now I live it by faith in Jesus. That's how we understand the resurrection. Without faith, you will not understand the resurrection. Amen? And without the crucifixion, how can you have faith if you continue to live the old life? You understand what I'm saying? The new life we have in Christ, the resurrection life, is now lived by faith. We live by faith now as God's people. Wala tayong choice. If we are going to live the new life of Jesus, we have to live it by faith in Jesus. We have to live it by faith on the resurrection of Jesus. And this particular Sunday in our gospel today, it teaches us also the gospel today, that if we live by faith on Jesus, if we live by faith on the resurrection of Jesus, dapat magbago ang buhay natin. True faith in Christ changes our life. Amen? Pag hindi naman tunay yung pananampalataya natin sa Diyos, eh walang magbabago sa buhay natin. Ganon pa rin tayo. We become old, bored people in the church. We just become religious people. But if we have faith in Christ, if that is how we live our life, by faith in Jesus, it transforms our lives. It changes us. May nakilala ko mga Kristiyano, pumasok sa simbahan malungkot 30 years ago, hanggang ngayon malungkot pa rin ang buhay. Bakit? 30 years you have been walking with the Lord, ang hanggang ngayon malungkot ka pa rin ba? Bakit? Eh walang pananampalataya. You know, I can teach faith. Bishop Ricardo is a good teacher of faith, but the one who will put that faith into action is you, not your teacher. We can have the best teacher in the world and teaching us about faith, but at the end of the day, the one who decides to live by faith is not your teacher, it's you. Can you tell the person beside you, it's you who decide?
It's you who decide.
Amen. Tayo nagdi-decision. If we decide to live by faith, then it will change our life. Magbabago ang buhay natin. It will change. And today, we are going to talk about the new life in Christ. If we put our faith in Christ, we will live the new life. Anong itsura ng bagong buhay na to? The new life we have in Christ is going to be a life of community. Amen? Hindi pwedeng nananampalataya tayo sa Diyos at nagbabago ang buhay natin at magsosolo pa rin tayo. Okay? That cannot be. And we see this in the gospel today. But before we look at the gospel, let's look at the first reading today. Ano sinasabi sa first reading? Okay? Ano sinasabi sa first reading? That the early believers in Christ, yun, nung na-resurrect si Jesus, the apostles and some of those who followed Jesus, they came together and they started to share their wealth, their possessions, their belongings. They started to share it with one another. Why? Because love is the expression of our faith in Christ. Kung meron kang pananampalataya kay Kristo, matututo kang magmahal sa kapwa mo. Kaya yung taong hindi nagmamahal sa kapwa, duda ako dyan.
kung talaga bang naniniwala kay Kristo yan o hindi. I doubt that person.
Our first reading teaches us, shows us a vivid example of the church who saw Christ resurrected. They witnessed Jesus' resurrection. They now know and believe that Christ is risen. You know what happened? They started to share their blessing. Yun ang first reading natin. Those who are rich, those who have sold their houses, those who have sold their properties, they gave. They gave and put it on the apostles' feet. Dinagay nila yung mga blessing nila. Walang madamot sa panahon na yon. And so the apostles started to apportion the blessings to one another. And sabi doon, not one of them was needy. You know what happened when the church started sharing? You know what happened when everybody starts sharing? Poverty was defeated. That community, tanggal ang poverty doon. And the reason why there's still poverty in so many communities, Christian communities, bakit may poverty pa rin? Kasi dito, ayaw natin magbigay. Something holds back to us. Kung nagbibigay man tayo, nagbibigay tayo dahil makikinabang tayo sa binigay natin. You know? We find so many reasons not to give because deep inside in our hearts, we don't have a reason why we should give. Eh, ang dami ng nating rason, hindi tayo nagbibigay. Mahirap ang buhay. Alam mo, Father, mahirap mo. You know, the early church, compared sa buhay natin ngayon, mas mahirap ang buhay nila. Hirap na hirap sila. They were oppressed. They were persecuted. But you know what? They gave their belongings to the apostles. Okay? Hindi sila natatakot. And the apostles apportioned the blessings that were placed upon their custody, placed upon their accountability. Binigay nila sa mga mahihirap. Alam mo nangyari? Yung mayaman, hindi naghirap. Pero yung mahihirap, yumaman sila. Poverty was vanquished. Yan ang pinapakita ng Diyos sa atin. In community, in love, faith in the resurrection will promote love for neighbor, will promote love for one another. And we start giving. You cannot love without giving. You cannot love without sacrifice. Amen? Pinakita ng Diyos yan. Umibig siya, nagmahal siya, pumunta siya sa cross. Ang gusto natin ngayon, pag-ibig na walang dangal, you know? Pag-ibig na walang sakripisyo, pag-ibig na walang pagbibigay. Hindi po tunay na pag-ibig yan. It's not real love. That's why the early church, they were so in love. Why? Why they were so in love with one another? You know why they're so in love? Because they are so grateful for what Jesus has done for them. They understood kung anong ginawa ng Diyos sa kanila. And probably that's the reason why we don't love much, because we have not understood that we have been forgiven much. Sabi nga ni Jesus, those who have been forgiven much will love much. Amen? Those who have been forgiven much. There was that prostitute, halik ng halik sa paa ni Jesus. Why? Because she realized that even though she was a sinner, she has been forgiven. It is gratitude that prompts you to love. And the problem with many Christians today, we are not grateful anymore. We don't understand what Jesus has done for us. Umaten ako sa isang anniversary. In that anniversary, yung tatay nandun, parang anniversary ng magulang nila. Yung tatay nila hindi nakapagtapos ng grade school. Yung nanay nila hindi talaga nakapag-aral. Pero yung mga anak nila, 8 puro professionals. May doktor, may abogado, you know, merong director ng isang government agency. All the children were professionals. And so, nung nag-anniversary yung nanay at tatay nila, na hindi man lang nakapagtapos ng pag-aaral yung nanay tatay nila, when they celebrated that anniversary, bongga talaga yung celebration. At wala kang makikita na isa sa kanilang kinakahiya nila yung nanay at tatay nila na hindi nakapagtapos. They invited dignitaries. People were there from high society. They were there. And they were very proud of their parents. Do you know why? Do you know why? Kasi yung sakripisyo ng magulang nila, alam nila. Yung tatay nila, araw-araw nasa farm, trabaho ng trabaho kahit gabi, para makapagtapos lang sila. They understood the sacrifice. They were so grateful that they honored their parents. Highly honored them. Ganon din tayo. Kung maintindihan lang natin kung anong ginawa ni Kristo sa atin, kung magkano ang binayad at kung gaano kahalaga yung binayad para sa kasalanan natin, we would all be grateful to Jesus. And gratefulness, alam mo bakit nagbibigay tayo? Do you know why you share your blessing with others? It's not because na mayaman ka. Kasi marami akong nakikita na bibigay, nagsishare ng blessing, kahit wala, namimigay sila. Do you know why we really give? Okay? Do you really know the reason why we really give and share our blessing? Because we understand kung anong feeling ng taong walang-wala, naintindihan mo. You understood. Okay? Naintindihan mo. Kung nanuro balatsyagon, itawo nga uwa-uwa gita sa kalibutan nga ra. You know. That's why, naintindihan mo yan kasi naranasan mo rin yan na walang-wala ka. And someone gave you a blessing. Someone gave you a break in life. Umangat ka sa buhay. Noong umangat ka na sa buhay mo, you know what happens? Automatically, pag may nakita kang taong naghihirap, sa'yo na yan. Sa'yo na yan. We give because we understand. Naintindihan natin. That's why the early church, they love much because they have put their faith in the resurrection of Jesus. They knew. They understand that that resurrection had forgiven them their sins, cleansed them from their sins. And so they love much. Our faith in Jesus is expressed in our love for one another. Diyan nanggagaling ang community. Kaya ang disenyo talaga ng Diyos sa salvation, it's not for you alone to be saved, but you and your household, your community will be saved. Eto, nagtitipon tayo tuwing Linggo. Father, isa na lang yung misa natin. Sige, isa na lang yung misa natin. Bakit? Nakakamiss na yung iba, hindi na nagkikita. Alas 6 yung iba, alas 9. Sabi nila, nung 8 o'clock yung misa natin, magkikita tayong lahat ulit. Okay, we will see each other again. And that is community. Mainit, magulo, kasi mas marami na tayo ngayon. Dati, yung upuan sa tabi mo, lalagyan mo lang ng bag mo. Ngayon, wala kang lalagyan ng bag. Okay, hahawakan mo yung bag mo buong misa. Kung gusto mong hindi ka mahirapan, ibigay mo na lang yung bag na yan. Okay? Now, you have no choice. You have to sit with someone. And ito pang maganda. Ngayon, hindi ka na namimili kung sinong katabi mo. Diba? Diba? Oh, masarap kasing katabi yung naliligo palagi. Nag-i-enjoy ka pag yan ang katabi mo. Oh, ngayon, may makakatabi ka, hindi naliligo. Wala kang choice. Okay? Wala kang choice. We've got to learn to love each other. The second reading we have teaches us about fellowship. Excuse me. In community, fellowship is very important. And how do we keep the fellowship of the church? By learning to forgive each other. Why? Mahirap ang pamilyang hindi marunong magpatawad. Walang pamilya na magiging successful, na magsasama, buong buhay nilang magmamahalan kung hindi marunong magpatawad. Amen? The family is a place where we grow. And we grow when there is conflict. Diyan tayo lumalakas Diyan tayo lumalago bilang pamilya kung meron tayong conflict sa pamilya. And every time we learn to forgive each other because of the conflict, we grow in love. Ganun din ang community. Kaya maraming tao ngayon ayaw ang simbahan. Mahal nilang Diyos, ayaw ng simbahan. Mas gusto nilang uuwi sa bahay, mag-isa. Kasi pag ikaw ay nag-iisa, sabi niya, at least Father, hindi ako masasaktan. Oh. Hindi ka nga masasaktan, pero hindi ka rin matututong magmahal at magpatawad. Where do you learn to forgive? You learn to forgive in community. Huwag mo nang hanapin. One of these, someone will offend you. One of these days, may aapak sa paa mo. Magagalit at maiinis ka. Huwag mo nang hanapin. Darating at darating yan. Pero ang sinasabi ni Lord, learn to forgive. Okay? Yan ang second reading natin. It talks about the fellowship. Then Jesus talks about, John talks about forgiveness. Bakit hirap na hirap tayo magpatawad, abe? Oh. Bakit hirap na hirap tayo magpatawad? Why do we struggle to forgive each other? Fellowship will be born out of love. Community is born out of love. And love has something to, love is something about giving. Love is all about forgiving. But why do we struggle to forgive each other? Kaya minsan hindi na tayong lumalapit sa bawat isa. Baka masaktan ako ni Paeng. Baka masaktan ako ni Joel. I'll keep my distance from them. Bakit akong natatakot masaktan? Kasi hindi ako marunong magpatawad. Hindi kasi ako, Father, madaling magpatawad. Malungkot ang buhay mo pag ganyan ka. Why do we struggle to forgive each other? You know why? Because we struggle to receive God's forgiveness in our life. Kung alam mo lang yung pinatawad ng Diyos sa'yo, if you only understand how much God has forgiven you, you will be grateful to God that every time someone sins against you, you will just forgive that person. Because no matter how great the sin of that person is to you, your sin is always greater. Amen? Yung kasalanan mo sa Diyos, mas malaki yan palagi sa kasalanan ng kapatid mo. That's why hindi tayo marunong makipag-fellowship. We would rather isolate ourselves from other people. Nagkukulong tayo. O minsan, wala kang choice. Sunday eh. Magsisimba ka. Pagdating doon, the peace of the Lord is always with you. Sabi mo lang, oh. Bakit? Ayoko na makipaghalubilo. Ayoko na makipag-peace dyan. Alam mo, nasaktan na ako dyan. Alam mo yung ugali niyan. Hindi ko na gusto. You forsake fellowshipping. Fellowship is the way we grow as a community. You can never grow in your Christian life by hiding inside a cave. Hindi ka talaga mag-grow doon. Papasok ka sa loob ng kuweba at doon ka na lang. Alam mo mangyayari sa'yo doon? Pag ayaw mo makipag-fellowship, magpipray ka lang sa loob ng kuweba, walang tao doon, masisiraan ka ng bait. Sira yung utak mo. We have to learn to forgive each other. This is our community. This is our church. And in fellowship, we need to fellowship. We have to build our relationship. I need to talk to you. You need to talk to me. We need to see each other. We need to hold hands with each other. That is fellowship. And we can never do that if we do not learn to forgive others. Sobrang yabang natin. Pag tayo nagkamali, gusto mong patawarin tayo kaagad. Pero pag iba yung nagkamali, anong ka? Hindi mo talaga papatawarin yan. Never. Okay? That's why cannot fellowship. The new life is lived out by faith in Jesus. And faith expresses itself by our love of our neighbor. Yung tunay na may pananampalataya, yun ang tunay na magmamahal. Yung tunay na magmamahal, yun ang bubuo ng community. Yun ang magbubuo ng pamilya. At yung tunay na pamilya, yung tunay na community, may fellowship po yan. Amen? May fellowship yan. And true fellowship is born out of our ability to always forgive each other. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Pasensya ka na, nasaktan ako sa sinabi mo, pero pinapatawad na kita. Can we just make up? Continue. Why? We are so focused not on ourselves. We are so focused in Jesus. Amen? When Christ appeared, He appeared to a community. Hindi siya nagpakita sa isang tao. He appeared to a community. A community of apostles. And the first thing Jesus said to them was, Shalom. Peace. Shalom. Alam niyo ba ibig sabihin ng shalom? It's not the absence of problem. Peace is not the absence of problem. Peace is not the presence of good circumstances. Peace is a state of mind and a state of life that is from the very inside and core of your being. Kayo yung taong may shalom, yung taong may paghidait kita na minatuod sa nang tagipusoon, you cannot offend that person because that person is at peace within himself. We are easily offended by others because we have no peace inside us. Malungkot, di ba? That's why, paano natin kukunin yung peace na yan? How can we have that? Come together as a church. Come together as a community, as a family. Because that is where Christ appeared and said, Shalom. Yun ang una niyang sinabi, Shalom. There is peace when there is community. Peace is not the absence of conflict. Peace does not mean hindi na talaga kami nag-aaway ng asawa ko. Okay, hindi yan ibig sabihin na may peace kami sa bahay. Walang nagdi-disagree, walang nag-aaway. Tumahimik ka. Yung bahay minsan parang war zone yan. Nandyan lahat ng conflict. But that is the place of peace because everyone knows how to forgive. Everyone is not selfish. They look at Christ. Peace is not the absence of conflict. Peace, true peace, thrive in the midst of conflict. Amen? Kaya minsan may nagpapaalam sa akin, Father, alis na ako sa church. Bakit? Inaaway ako dyan. Huwag kang umalis. Silang awayin mo. Okay? I challenge that person, bakit ka aalis? Okay? Pamilya tayo. Solusyon ba yung layas sa pamilya? Mga nanay, tatay, gusto nyo bang lumayas na yung mga anak nyo? Kung may problema, di ba ayaw nyo? Sabi ng isang nanay sa anak niya, lumayas yung anak niya. Sabi niya, lalayas na ako. Sabi ng nanay, sige, layas na. Tapos sabi ng nanay, yan ang susi ha, sa pinto. Pag uwi mo mamaya, pakilak na lang. Oo, sabi ng anak, lalayas na ako. Thank you, ma. Uwi pa rin yung anak. Amen? The new life we have in Jesus, matuto tayo. Hindi to isang buhay na happy-happy tayo, new life na masarap ang pakiramdam. The new life is loving each other. And loving each other is not easy. Okay? But it comes down to realizing first how much God loves you. If you understand how much God loves you, kung naintindihan lang natin. Kung naintindihan ko lang kung gaano ako kamahal ng Lord sa buhay ko, I will not have any problem of loving anyone. Even the unlovable. Kasi sinabi ni Jesus, anong challenge niya sa atin? Love your family? Hindi niya masyado sinabi yan. Anong challenge niya? Love your enemies. Father June, kaya ba yan? Kung naintindihan mo, kaaway talaga tayo ng Panginoon. Sa totoo lang, inaway natin siya. Kaya yung nagkulong yung mga apostles, di ba? When they gathered, nilock nila yung pinto. May nagsabi sa akin na takot daw sila kasi hinahunting sila ng mga Roman soldiers. Yeah, that could be the reason why takot sila. Alam mo yung isang takot nila? Alam nyo ba isang takot nila? Nung nalaman nilang nabuhay si Jesus ulit, takot na takot sila sa kanya. Bakit? Because they abandoned him. Because they rejected him. On the cross na kailangan sila ng Panginoon, tumalikod sila, tumakbo. Inisip nilang sarili nila, iniwan nilang Panginoon. Kayo nung nalaman nilang may nag-report na marites sa kanila, nagising na yung Panginoon, nabuhay na, nagkulong sila at natakot. That could be one of the reason bakit natakot. Then the Lord appeared to them. Ay, wala kasing sarado sa Panginoon. Our hearts, sometimes we close it to the Lord. Sinasarado natin yung puso natin sa Panginoon. Kayang pasukin ni Lord. Kahit nakakandado yung puso mo, kung gusto niyang pasukin yan, pasok yan. Kaya nung pumasok si Lord, ano sabi niya? Shalom! I am not angry at you. I will not slap you on the face. I'm here. Shalom! There's peace between us. Then sabi niya, receive the Holy Spirit. Oh, peace. Then sabi niya, receive the Holy Spirit. That was baptism for them. Now, on your baptism, nung bininyagan kayong lahat, you receive the Holy Spirit. Amen? Oh, naalala ko pa si Bishop Ricardo, pag nagbinyag ng bata yan, he blows on the child. Inihipan niya yan. Ganun ang ginawa ni Lord. He did not just give him his peace to them. He baptized them in the Holy Spirit, immersed them in the life of the Spirit. Then sabi niya, as the Father sent me, now I send you. You now partake in the mission of Jesus. Yan ang maganda. He makes us part of himself, part of his life, part of his community, part of his family. Then he makes you part of his mission. As the Father sent me, now I send you. Okay? May problema lang sa araw na yon. Mayroon nag-absent. Yan. Huwag kayong absent na absent sa simbahan, no? Mahirap pag nag-absent kayo. Pag nag-absent kayo, sasabihin nyo naman, oh, bakit yung simbahan natin ganyan? Ba't ang daming tao dito? Masikip na. Yung upuan ko, Father, may nakaupo doon sa upuan ko. Akin yan eh. Absent ka kasi. Hindi mo nabalitaan, yung misa natin, isa na lang. May dumating dito kanina, alas 5 ng umaga. Okay? Sana hindi na magalit yung dumating ng alas 5. Ha? Alas 8, ha? Ay, alas 6 na baga, ron naman, ginakambyo-kambyo, schedule nga ron. Oh, di ba, galit. Absent kasi ng absent. Huwag kayong ma-absent. Si Thomas, ganun din. When the disciples were gathered, the Lord appeared to community. That is where Christ appears, in community. But Thomas was absent. Why was he absent? Na-disappoint siya. Kasi yung Jesus na nangako sa kanya, natulungan siya, namatay. He's so disappointed in life. He saw Jesus die on the cross. Walang hiya to. Ang dami mong pangako sa akin. Tapos, yun, dyan na sa cross, mamatay. Yan ang image ni Thomas. He was so disgusted, so disappointed that Jesus died. He left the group. Umalis siya sa chat room nila. Diba? Left the group. Ayaw niya na. He doesn't want to have anything with the church anymore. He's so disgusted, so disappointed. Lahat ng pangarap ko, lahat ng gusto ko sa buhay, hindi ko na makukuha. Leave the group. And finally, the group caught up with him. Thomas, Tom, nagpakita si Lord sa amin. Buhay siya, nandun siya. Hindi kami pinagalitan. Hindi kami sinampal. Hindi kami sinuntok. He was so different, you know. He loves us so much and everything. Sabi ni Thomas. Yan ang sabi niyo. Sabi niyo yan. But unless I put my finger where his wounds are, on his side, I will not believe. Oh, galing. Hanggat hindi magbabago yung simbahan na yan, di ako magbabalik dyan. Oh, ganyan yung magtao. Palitan nyo muna yung leader nyo. Babalik ako dyan. Lungkot. Di ano nangyari? So 1 week, lahat masaya na, 1 week si Thomas malungkot pa rin. Then, the following Sunday, ito maganda, good news. Hindi naman, hindi pangit yung ending ng story natin. Because the following Sunday, Thomas decided to come to church. Decided to come back. Bumalik siya. Okay? When Thomas returned, nandun silang lahat, the Lord appeared to them again. When the Lord appeared, diretso kaagad siya kay Thomas. Sabi niya, Shalom. Then sabi niya, Thomas, yung gusto mo. Tinutya ba siya ng Diyos? Tinutya ba siya ni Jesus? Hindi. Did Jesus mock him? No. Did Jesus got angry with him? No. Jesus came to him. Yan ang request niya eh. Kailangan ko mahawakan. Kailangan ko ma-feel. Okay. Ito lang sa akin. Akin lang to. Para kay Thomas sa isang tao, binalikan pa rin ng Diyos. Kaya sa isip ko lang, mahiya na siya, no? At mahiya ka na. Bumalik si Lord para sa kanya lang. And he turned to him and said, Thomas, you touch my hands, touch my side, and stop doubting. Hindi maganda sa'yo yan. Don't be unbelieving, Thomas. Start believing. Live the new life now. Tama na. At ito maganda. Nung narinig ni Thomas yan, sabi ni Thomas, My Lord and my God. That was the best confession that the church has. Nang galing kay Thomas yan. To someone who doubted. Pero nung bumalik siya sa Diyos, he was able to speak what the church cannot say. My Lord and my God. Nasabi niya. Ganon din sa atin. May mga pagkukulang tayo sa Diyos. We have our failures. We have our mistakes. I have so many mistakes in life. But if you come back to Jesus, your mistakes, your setbacks, sabi nga ni Bishop Dick, can become great comebacks later on for you. Amen? So, the new life we have in Jesus is lived by faith. And faith expresses itself by love. Love means sharing and giving. Love means sacrifice. And because we learn to love each other, that is where our community comes in. Diyan lumabas yung community natin. Dahil sa pag-ibig at pagmamahal natin. Sa Diyos, natuto tayong umibig at magmahal sa isa't isa. And because of that community, we have fellowship. Why do we have fellowship? Because now we understood we have been forgiven. We are all sinners. We sinned yesterday. We sinned today. We will keep on sinning. But Jesus, sabi niya, Jesus said, if you say you have not sinned, you are lying. Confess your sins. Walk in the light. How do you walk in the light? By not sinning? No. You walk in the light by confessing your sins every time you sin. Hindi tayo perfect, pero hindi tayo natatakot lumapit sa liwanag at sabihin, Lord, eto na naman ako, nagkamali na naman. That's how you walk. And sabi niya, he who walks in the light have fellowship with God. And your fellowship, my fellowship with one another is a fellowship with the Holy Spirit and with God. Amen? Amen. Please stand.